for the purposes of our time today, I initially was being stubborn because I didn't want to break off our pattern of being in John, but I felt led to a very familiar text that I think is very apropos for our moment today, and so I wanted to be obedient. So, if you will join me in Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verses 1 through 8. Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verses 1 through 8. It's amazing when you think about the wisdom of Solomon and how this chapter, these verses, can be applicable for essentially any situation. A wedding, a funeral, a transition service. I wish I had a quarter of his wisdom. But the text reads as follows. It says, "For everything there is a season and a time for every matter under the sun or under heaven. A time to be born and a time to die. A time to plant and a time to pluck up what is planted. A time to kill and a time to heal. A time to break down and a time to build up. A time to weep and a time to laugh. A time to mourn and a time to dance. A time to throw away stones and a time to gather stones or beautiful pieces of ceramic and tile together. And a time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing. A time to seek and a time to lose. A time to keep and a time to throw away. A time to tear down and a time to sow. A time to keep silent and a time to speak. A time to love and a time to hate. A time for war and a time for peace." It's the word of God for the people of God. So a simple title is this, A Time for Every Season. I just want to share a short reflection to kind of put this transition into some perspective. So family, today we gather at a meaningful moment in the life of our congregation. It's not just a regular Sunday morning service. This is more than just an announcement of a new mission statement. This is a moment and a time for reflection, for gratitude, and for discernment. Because today we are marking a transition in the life of this church as we move from one mission statement to another. And whenever a church enters a moment like this, it's important to say something clearly at the beginning. And so I want to say is this. We're not here or changing the mission statement because the past was wrong. We're not here or changing the mission statement because it was insufficient. We are here because God continues to lead God's people forward. And faithful congregations understand something that Scripture teaches us again and again and again, that God works through seasons. And that is why our text today speaks directly to this moment when Ecclesiastes 3 begins with these familiar words, "For everything there is a season and a time for every matter under the sun." The writer of Ecclesiastes is reminding us that life unfolds through divinely appropriate seasons. The Hebrew word translated season is zeman, and it refers not only to time passing on a clock, but to an appointed moment or a fitted time for something to occur. So in other words, Ecclesiastes is teaching us that life moves through rhythms of planting and harvesting, building and rebuilding, beginnings and renewal. And that truth not only applies to us as individuals, but it applies to communities of faith as well. Churches have seasons. There are seasons when foundations are laid. There are seasons when ministries grow and flourish. There are seasons when God calls a congregation to clarify its identity in new ways. And when that happens, it's not a rejection of the past, is simply the next faithful season. So the first thought is this: the past season was faithful. Ecclesiastes continues with these poetic lines, a time to plant and a time to pluck up what is planted. But I want you to see something important about that. You cannot uproot something that was never planted. Before anything can be refreshed or renewed, someone had to plant a seed. Someone had to believe. Someone had to serve. Someone had to give their time, their prayers, their energy, and their vision to the life of the church. And that is exactly what happened here. The mission statement that has guided this congregation over the years was not simply words on paper. It was a vision that shaped ministry. It helped guide the direction of this church. It helped prioritize our, it helped organize our priorities. It helped shape the way we understood our calling as a community of faith. And because of that today, we pause to say something important. Thank you. Thank you to the pastors who shepherded this church through different seasons. Thank you to the staff members who worked faithfully behind the scenes. Thank you to the leaders who helped discern the mission of this church. Thank you to the members who lived that mission every single week through worship, through service, through outreach, and generosity. The truth is this: we stand today on the shoulders of faithful people. Some of those people are sitting among us today. Some of those have gone on or transitioned to other ministries and other places, but their mark is still felt here today, regardless of where they are now. Their prayers still echo in this church. Their work has still faith shaped this congregation. Their work still lives in the ministries that we continue today. So again, today is not about dismissing the past. Today is about honoring it. Because the past seasons of this church was a season of faithfulness. But also hear this: new seasons require fresh expressions. New seasons require fresh expressions. Ecclesiastes also says something else: a time to break down and a time to build up. Now, that line can sound negative to us if we misunderstand it, but the writer of Ecclesiastes is not celebrating destruction. He is recognizing something about life, that life requires renewal. Farmers understand this. Fields have to be turned. Soil must be refreshed. New seeds must sometimes be planted in order for new growth to happen. Churches experience that same reality. The mission of the church never changes. We are called to love God. We are called to love our neighbor. We are called to proclaim the good news of Jesus Christ. We are called to serve the world with justice, compassion, and humility. The mission does not change. But sometimes the language we use to articulate that mission must grow and adapt so that it speaks clearly to the moment God has placed us in. Because a mission statement is not scripture, it's a tool. It's a way of expressing who we believe God is calling us to be. And every once in a while, a church reaches a moment where it becomes clear that the Spirit is inviting us to express the same calling in fresh language for a new season. But remember this: the new season grows from the old season. One of the most important truths in Ecclesiastes 3 is that the seasons are connected. Spring grows from winter. Harvest grows from planting. Nothing appears out of nowhere. Every new season grows out of the soil of the previous one. And that is exactly what is happening in our church today. This new mission statement is not replacing the old because the old failed. It is growing from the roots the old one planted. The same commitment to Jesus Christ, the same love for this community, the same desire to serve and reach people, but now expressed in a way that will guide us into the next chapter of our ministry and our life together. The old mission helped shape the church we are today. The new mission will help guide the church God is calling us to become. And so, the feeling that I hope we feel is gratitude and hope. Ecclesiastes teaches us that faithful people hold two things at the same time: gratitude for what has been and hope for what is coming. So again, we thank God for the pastors who came before. We thank God for the staff who served faithfully. We thank God for the members who built ministries, taught and continue to teach our children, served the community, and carried this church through every season. And because of their faithfulness, we are here today, but we also believe something else. We believe that God is not finished with this church. The Spirit is still moving. The gospel is still transforming lives. The mission of Christ is still alive in this congregation. And that means the next season of this church story is still unfolding before us. Church Ecclesiastes says this: for everything there is a season and a time for every matter under heaven. And this church has lived through many seasons. We've lived through staff and pastoral transitions. We've lived through different buildings. We've lived through a whole pandemic. We've lived through seasons where foundations were laid. We've lived through seasons when ministries were planted, seasons when faithful people showed up week after week after week, believing that God was doing something through this congregation. And because of their faithfulness, we are here today. We stand on holy shoulders, the shoulders of pastors and visionaries who shepherd this flock, the shoulders of a staff who gave their gifts to this ministry, the shoulders of members who prayed, served, gave, and believed in the mission of the church. And again, we say thank you. Thank you for the prayers that you prayed. Thank you for the sacrifices you made. Thank you for the faith you carried through every season. But church, while we honor the past, we also recognize something else. The same God who guided our past is the God guiding our future. The same Spirit that moved in the last season is moving in this season. And the same mission of Christ that carried us then is the mission that will carry us forward now. So today we do not leave the past behind. We carry it with us. We carry the prayers of the saints. We carry the wisdom of those who came before us. We carry the legacy of faithful ministry. We also step boldly into what God is doing next. And I believe with all of my heart that the best chapters of this church's story are still being written. If you believe God still has work for this church to do, will you say amen? Amen. If you believe that the Spirit is still moving in this house, say amen. Amen. If you believe the mission of Christ is still alive in this congregation, give God some praise and say amen. Amen. Because the church is in God's hands. And every season becomes an opportunity for new life. And by the grace of God, the mission and the ministry continues. Amen.